I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of the Wall Street Journal. Anomalisa takes its title from combining anomaly, something that deviates from the standard, and Lisa, the name of the woebegone anti-heroine. She feels like a hopeless anomaly until she becomes a hopeful one by lighting up the life of the anti-hero, a lonely self-help guru named Michael. The larger anomaly is the movie itself, which was written by Charlie Kaufman and directed by him and Duke Johnson. Anomalisa deviates from more standards than you can shake your head at. It's animated with stop-action puppets, but really bleak, the most depressing thing you could see in a month of gloomy Sundays. Yet it's also deadpan funny and very affecting in its depiction of spiritual isolation. Watching it may make you anxious from start to finish, but that's exactly what it means to do. In an age of pervasive anxiety, this peerlessly weird little film finds a new look and a new sound for feeling bad. The opening looks quite beautiful, an airliner floating off in the distance that Michael sees from his window of the jet that's taking him to a lecture date in Cincinnati. But the mood soon turns mournful, and there's something unsettling in the conversations that surround him as he deplanes, takes a taxi, and arrives at his hotel. Everyone seems to sound the same. Michael himself is voiced eloquently by David Chulis. There's a clue to what's going on in the name of the hotel, the Fregoli. It's a reference to the Fregoli delusion. That's a rare disorder in which a person believes that different people are really the same person who's changing appearance or using disguises. In Michael's case, these undifferentiated voices are the most dramatic sign of his alienation, but that changes after a chance meeting with Lisa, a young woman who's come to Cincinnati and the Fregoli to hear his lecture. Their encounter is charged with passion on both sides, and for Michael, it's love at first sound as well as sight. Lisa, who's voiced poignantly by Jennifer Jason Leigh, is not part of the drone. She speaks from her heart to his with ardent humanity. They're as awkward together as middle schoolers on a first date, and their lovemaking is so clumsy that you forget they're only puppets. And that is the movie's bizarre triumph. It keeps you hoping that nothing will stop these stop-motion lovers from finding the happiness they seek. I won't pretend that I loved the movie as a whole. For a while, my response was something along the lines of, "Let me out of here." But the eeriness of Michael's world resonates with the depersonalization of modern life, and in a truly weird way, Anomalisa provides an immersive experience that's no less compelling, though a lot more authentic, than the one you get in a mega horror show like The Revenant. Once you're in these puppets' heads, it's hard to get out. I'm Joe Morgenstern. I'll be back on KCRW next week with more reviews.
KCRW sponsors include Make It Universal and Rotten Tomatoes, presenting Scene on Screen with Jacqueline Coley, a brand new podcast about the people at NBC Universal and the movies that define them. Available wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.